Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. It is becoming increasingly difficult, I think, to find people who will tell the truth these days about diet, health, and medicine. Those who choose to be truthful often face an uphill battle, first to be listened to at all, and then to try to speak louder than the forces that are in control of healthcare in our country. Dr. Ralph Moss had a column in the October 2011 issue of the Townsend Letter that caused me to feel furious about the system, sad for the patients affected by the system, and proud to know somebody like Dr. Moss who continues to stand up to the system, and we definitely need more people like him. It just takes a real strong stomach to deal with the backlash and that sort of thing that results from being outspoken. The column concerns two new drugs for treating melanoma that are being hailed as breakthrough treatments for a cancer that is notoriously hard to treat. The first drug affects immune function. It's called ipilimumab. These drugs are always hard to pronounce. But after seeing an article in the New England Journal of Medicine, Moss and two of his colleagues became concerned because they felt that the drug was dangerous, that it lacked efficacy, and presented significant toxicity issues. According to the article in the New England Journal of Medicine, one patient out of 403 who took a combination therapy that included the new drug experienced a response rate. That was not a mistake. One in 403, and two patients out of 137 that took the new drug alone experienced a complete response. Median survival rate was increased by about 3.7 months, but for many patients, their added survival time was spent being considerably more sick due to the drug than the cancer. Moss and his colleagues concluded that while the drug might extend life and shrink tumors in some patients, it causes severe toxicity in more patients than it helps. Nonetheless, treatment with the drug was being promoted as a quote, seismic shift in cancer by the lead researcher in the New England Journal of Medicine article. So Moss and his two doctor friends contacted the journal, which promptly refused to print their article on the topic, and it took a year to find a journal to publish it. Moss noted in his column that journals appeared to have no problem publishing articles promoting the benefits of the drug who had financial ties to drug companies, and even the maker of the drug, Bristol Myers Squibb, but they seemed really squeamish about publishing an article about the drug written by two people who clearly had no financial interest in Bristol Myers or any other drug companies. But this wasn't the only drug and the only instance. In the same column, Moss wrote a drug that's getting all kinds of praise in the cancer business. According to attendees at ASCO's annual meeting, melanoma patients should be celebrating because of the terrific success of another drug. This one's called vermifuminib. The data presented at the meeting might have been impressive, but the short-term nature of the research makes the results virtually meaningless. After 6 months, the survival rate for patients taking the drug was 84%, and 64% in those taking a more traditional chemotherapy drug. The median follow-up for the group was 3.8 months, and only 2.3 months for the traditional drug group. At this point, we just don't know if the drug prolongs life at all. I mean, with 3.8 months and 2.3 months of follow-up, who can tell? But oncologists are telling patients that they should celebrate the success of this drug. So contrary to what many believe, I'm not trying to pry people away from their doctors or encourage everybody to completely drop out of the medical system. I'm simply trying to teach patients to have a different discussion with their doctors and to ask the right questions before doing anything outside of an emergency situation. The facts and the necessity for this just speak for themselves. And so much of the time, the hype and the promise of the drugs when spoken in very general terms is quite different than the reality of the results that these drugs can deliver when they're looked at in very scientific terms and with specific outcomes presented in absolute rather than relative terms defined. So unfortunately, this is not limited to the cancer business. It's maybe a little more egregious in the cancer business because patients will hold on to any hope without often checking out the situation before they start a treatment. Again, anytime it's not an emergency, ask questions, investigate, get more information. There's always time to figure out what you're going to do, and better to take time and make a good choice than get rushed into what later turns out to be a bad choice. That's all for now, and have a great day.